So when you take something that was meant to be, it was meant to be one way, but it went the other way, and then you flip it back to the way it was supposed to be from the get-go, you know, that's called alchemy. It's usually about your heart. You know, you can alchemize anything. You can take something bad, turn it to good. You can take something that was meant for evil, turn it to good. That's the way this reality works. You can look at it from a different perspective, and your whole worldview, your whole emotional state changes instantly. You take something that the devil meant for evil, and you flip it to good, and everything's sunshine, you know. Everything flips to sunshine. Something they tried to turn into a rainstorm or some kind of storm, you flip it, turn it into sunshine. Seriously. You can do that with any situation. If you find the right key to flip it, you can do it with any situation. Any situation. I was looking at some code last night. What was I looking at? Trying to remember now. Oh, ST. So the ST code is the root code, the snake on the pole, John 3:14-16. As Moses lifted up the serpent, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Look and live. So Moses said they got bit by the snake, and he held the snake up on the pole and said, look and live. So they looked and lived. It was pointing to Jesus. It was pointing to Jesus. Look to Jesus and live. Look away and die. Look to Jesus and live, or look away and die. Period. There's no other way. There's only one way. Jesus is the way. And all your manipulation and your witchcraft and your sorcery and your arguments and your trying to be good enough and you're trying to jump through some kind of hoop, it ain't gonna help you. I forgot I did that. I slept so good, I forgot I did a video about the ST. But, the snake on the pole. The snake on the pole. So what you're doing is you're facing off with two choices in this life. We are in a warfare. And it's a sacrificial redemptive system. You either run to Jesus and he paid it, or you become your own sacrifice, or you go into some kind of dark magic or something where you try to sacrifice other people for you, and there's no in between. You either run to Jesus who paid it all, or you try to be your own sacrifice, or you go into some kind of dark, twisted way of living to where you try to get somebody else to sacrifice for you. Most people choose the latter. Option number 3. Because most people are lazy and they think they deserve to be top dog, and they want other people to sacrifice for them. And they think they're not being seen, but you can see them. You can see them. They think they're not being seen, but you can see them. They think they're slick, but they're not. That's what blows your mind. You can see what they're doing because there's no new human condition. Either you're going to sacrifice, or somebody else is, or you were unto Jesus and he paid it all and he'll bless you. You're still going to have to do some sacrifice down here in the natural. Blood, sweat, and tears, or can't, you know, still got to work, right? If a man don't work, he don't eat. Apostle Paul. I tried to do an AI and say, look, Apostle Paul did not hate women. He tried to protect women. He was actually protecting them. And AI would, well, I can't talk about that. I can't talk about that. Because some people hate the Apostle Paul. And AI won't let you talk about it. I think if somebody goes to the third heaven, you need to listen to what they have to say. Apostle Paul went to the third heaven. I think he has a few things to talk about that you need to listen to, you know, and trust. He said he saw things he can't even talk about. Oh, I know what it is. I started reading Revelation last night, and it says in Revelation, if you read this book, you'll be blessed. I've read it. I've read through it at least 8 times, verse by verse. And I started on it last night. And chapter 1 says, if you read this book, keep this book in your heart, you will be blessed. And I slept so good. I woke up. And it's like, oh, it's a new day. It's like, wow. If you read the book of Revelation, intending on to understand it, to study it, to digest it, you're going to be blessed. That's how I ended up seeing the code, because I read Revelation 8 times, and every time I came across the mark of the beast, it said, "Count up the number of the beast." So I said, "Let me count up the number of the beast." So I count up the number of the beast. And it's 666, the number of man. So it's the flesh. 666 is the flesh side of man. The devil wouldn't exist except for the man. Mankind fell into sin and needs a king. The flesh, the kingdom of the flesh, the kingdom of the pride of man needs a king. King of Tyre, king of Tear, king of the flesh. You're tired, right? Are you tired? King of Tear, King of Tyre. You got on your car's a tire where the rubber meets the road down here in the natural. Then you got the King Jesus, King of the Spirit, King of Righteousness. So you got two kings down here. There's a devil that's the king of the flesh creatures, the fallen people, the people who are still stuck in time and 3D and the flesh mind. And you got the king of righteousness, which is Jesus. Kings of those in the spirit walk. So you got those who walk in the flesh and those that walk in the spirit. Nobody's perfect. So when you step into the kingdom of darkness and you fight with a flesh creature, you're going into their kingdom. And they're masters at that. They're master manipulators of the flesh. That's why Jezebel is your... If you go into the kingdom of Jezebel, Jezebel will take you out. She's a master. She's master at that. She knows how to manipulate your emotions, your will, your intellect, if you step into the kingdom of darkness with her. And if there's a woman out there, it could be a man. It's... If you step in the kingdom of darkness to face off with a narcissistic person, they will win. But if you stay in the spirit walk, you're going to win. They can't even touch you. They can't even see you, to be honest with you. They see you like a tree. You're walking around and something in their mind clicks. I'm going to try to attack that person, but they don't see the real you. They only see a creature walking around. They don't see who you really are, because they can't see you, because you're in the spirit. They're in the flesh. It's like they're wasting their time. You step into the flesh mind with them, they win. They destroy you. If you stay down there, they can't really destroy you. If you're in Christ, God will pull you out. You've got a protection around you you don't even know about. You know, with the agents of Satan trying to mess with you, God won't let them do so much. And he says, okay, you've learned your lesson. I'm going to knock them back. I'm watching the holographic story around me regroup. It's like every which way I look, I'm seeing the story change. There's certain ones that are constant, but there's a lot of changing going on. It's like, wow. It's like a script. I'm like, I'm watching a movie. It's like the movie set resets, you know? You went through your test or your trial or whatever. And now everything's resetting. It's a trip. I'm literally watching a movie. My 3D experience is like watching a movie. You see the same characters show up. They have different faces, but they're the same personalities and characters and games or whatever they play. And it's like, it's just like a movie. It's like watching a movie. It's like watching a Superman movie or any kind of movie, and then they do a sequel, version 2, Superman 1. Superman 2, Superman 3, Superman 4, Superman 5. Whatever movie you pick, any kind of movie. Matrix 1, Matrix 2, Matrix 3, Matrix 4, Matrix. They just can't reset it, trying to trick you with a new face, but it's the same games. And it's like, come on. Give me something new I ain't never seen before. This is boring. Give me something new. I'm bored. And I don't want to say that because it might happen. They might pull up something new and you're like, where'd that come from? But that's what it feels like. It feels like I'm watching a movie reset. And it resets like every 3 months or 6 months or something like that. You're like, oh, it looks like a new movie. You know, it's like you're going to the theater and you're watching a movie. And it looks like, oh, this is I've never seen this kind of movie before. Let's say you go to a theater and you go in and you watch this love story, right? You sit down and watch this love story, and you say, oh, I've seen that before. Then you go to another theater, watch a love story. You say, oh, I've seen that before. Then you go to another theater, sitting there and watching a love story. And you say, oh, this is new. I've never seen this before. And then about halfway through, you say, oh, it's the same movie. It's just, they just use different characters. When you look at 3D like a movie, and you know it is because the Bible says your life is a vapor, you're not going to be here long. So you're looking at life from the end, you know, your eyes, you're looking out, you're touching, you're hearing, you're watching, right? So you're looking at it from inside, you're looking out and stuff going on around you, right? So it has to be a movie because it's a vapor. It's just he tells you, you're going to be judged for things done in the body. So this is like a test. Are you going to love your neighbors yourself? Or are you going to try to kill your neighbor and get over on your neighbor? Are you going to try to help people or hurt people? Are you going to love people? And I'm not saying you have to be all ooey-gooey love. Are you going to love people, give them the truth? Or are you going to hate people and tell them lies? Which they can see through your lies. You think you're slick, but you're not. It's a movie. Your life is a vapor, the Bible says. You know it is because you saw your grandparents die. You see people die every day. Your life is a vapor. This is a movie set. It's a 3D holographic movie to test you to see which side you're going to choose. God or the devil? Yourself or others? It's a test, it's a potter's wheel to give you a new heart. Every time you get a hard heart, he has to throw you back down on the potter's wheel and reshape your heart. It's all about your heart, people. You thought it was about money. The devil tricked you. You thought it was about money, but it's really about your heart. The devil tricked you and made you look like a fool or an idiot. You've been deceived by the devil, and your pride won't let you admit it that you got tricked. But as soon as you admit the devil was slicker than you, then you can run to God, run to Jesus, and get your heart right and get renewed in the spirit.